It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday, and since it is Bartender Day.
Belly up.
And evidently we're dealing with a former bartender in the studio.
Heather Lee.
Really? Did you have a go-to drink that you went to?
No, not really. It was at a comedy club and a Mexican restaurant. So it was pretty much the same stuff.
A comedy club and a Mexican restaurant.
I worked really hard in college. Like, there was no student loans. It was three jobs. One of them was being a disc jockey, where I also... I also board off to Portuguese Mass on the mornings. But that's another story
altogether. It sounds like that Mexican restaurant comedy club could have used some Axe body spray. But let's go to the year.
1983.
And a bartender tune.
Come on down and drink with me.
Hey, bartender.
Johnny Lee.
Hey, bartender.
Hey.
Draw one, draw two, draw three.
Oh, that slamming sound of 1983 Johnny Lee. And that kind of blues sound to it with a country kick tossed in. Well, this song actually goes way, way back. It was written in 1954 by a gentleman named Dossie Terry, but was first recorded by a guy named Floyd Dixon.
Went balling the night. Started drinking.
Yeah.
And got
the
real
self-dubbed
tight.
Mr. Magnificent Floyd Dixon.
So
if I'd have picked DJ names a little earlier, man, I'd have went with that one. Yeah, actually interesting about Floyd Dixon. He wasn't a Texan, but he did wind up here. In the 70s, he left the music industry for just a quieter life in Central Texas, though he did occasionally tour and play some spots. But in 1984, he was commissioned to write the official song for the 1984 Summer Olympics.
Oh!
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff right there for Mr. Floyd Dixon. But that song was just, and it's a quick tune, 2.5 minute song, and a lot of bands just knew how to play it. They just knew, it was one of those songs that you got up there and it's like, hey, what key we're doing it in? Okay, and there you go. Everybody knew how to play it. The song, though, had a big resurgence live from New York in 1978 by Jake and Elwood.
Felt so good, I had to blow.
The Blues Brothers. They also put it on their album, which for a blues album did very well there in the late 70s, Briefcase Full of Blues. And that kind of got the song back in the zeitgeist, as they say. Well, if there was anybody that would just tote around a box of cassette tapes and try to pick tunes from it, it was Johnny Lee. And that's how he came across this one. And when he brought it into his record label, Johnny Lee was just coming off Urban Cowboy and just at the peak of his career, man. And he said, I want to do this song. And his producer, Jimmy Bowen, said, okay, just what, with piano and stuff? He's like, no, I want the whole thing, shebang, horns, everything. And they're like, no. And he said, oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Took it to number two. So serving it up, Johnny Lee.
Went partying the other night. Started drinking and got real tight.